Have you noticed the front cover of your bulletins over the course of the past several weeks? For the past month, each bulletin cover has featured a different classical work of art depicting our Lord teaching his disciples. How do you picture it? In a natural amphitheater on the mountain, overlooking the beautiful Sea of Galilee, Jesus sits down, as all teachers did in the ancient world, and with divine authority teaches his disciples the law of the new covenant in his famous Sermon on the Mount. St. Matthew records this long sermon in chapters 5, 6, and 7 of his gospel. And so over the past four Sundays, we have read all of chapter 5. You remember the Sermon on the Mount begins with the eight Beatitudes. It continues with the two metaphors of salt and light. And chapter 5 concludes with the six antitheses concerning murder and anger, adultery and lust, divorce, swearing an oath and telling the truth, retaliation, and the most important one of all, love of our enemies. But the sermon isn't over yet. There are still two more chapters to go. Jesus is still sitting there on the mountain. But with Lent starting this week on Ash Wednesday, we will begin a whole new set of readings from sacred scripture that are chosen specifically for the liturgical season. So we're just going to have to be content with meditating on one small part of the remaining two chapters of the Lord's Sermon on the Mount. And the small part that Holy Mother Church has chosen for our reflection today are 10 verses from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 24 to 34. Father Fabian, my Dominican mentor and philosophy professor, used to always tell us, repetitio est mater memoriae, right? In his little sing-songy little voice, repetitio est mater memoriae. And we were supposed to know what that Latin phrase means. It means repetition is the mother of memory. And so Jesus gets his point across to us today by repeating the Greek verb merimnon 5 times in 10 verses. You've probably already guessed the word already. Verse 25, do not worry about your life. Verse 27, can any of you by worrying add a single moment to your lifespan? Verse 28, why do you worry about clothes? Verse 31, so do not worry and ask, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? And verse 34, do not worry about tomorrow. So the message today is loud and clear. Jesus repeats it 5 times so that we won't miss it. Do not worry. The word used every time in Greek is merimnon, which means to worry anxiously, or the noun merimna, which means anxiety or worry. Jesus gives to us worry warts and to all the St. Marthas of the world some simple advice. Don't worry. But that's easier said than done. We have a lot of worries in today's modern world. We do worry about food, clothing, and shelter. We worry about finances and retirement. We worry about job security. We worry about our health. My parents tell me that they're always worried about their kids, right? And what they're doing and how their health is and how are they doing at college and are they practicing the Catholic faith? And then we worry about the stock market and gas prices, and we we worry about politics and we worry about things in the church, and the list goes on and on and on. And our Lord's teaching from his mountain classroom today continues to echo in our minds and our hearts. He repeats it so that we won't forget. He says, don't worry. Jesus asks a rhetorical question. He says, can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? And of course, the answer is no. Right? I can't help but think of that 2015 movie, Bridge of Spies. Maybe you've seen it. At the end of this Cold War spy thriller, lawyer James Donovan is slowly walking spy Rudolph Abel across Checkpoint Charlie, and there are snipers up in the corners, and James Donovan says to Rudolph, is there not the possibility that... And Rudolph finishes his sentence, that my people are going to shoot me? And James Donovan says, yes. Are you not worried? And Rudolph Abel says, would it help? And over in that movie, that's what Rudolph says. He's always asked... Even at one point in court, James asks Rudolph, do you never worry? And Rudolph responds, would it help? What good does worrying do? It doesn't help. It doesn't add any hours or months or years to our lives. In reality, it probably takes years and months and hours away from us. Those time we spend worrying. Besides, Jesus says, sometimes we don't worry about important things. He asks, is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing? Well, that's a good point, Jesus. Because there is more to life than just food, clothing, and shelter. As we'll hear him tell us next week, man does not live on bread alone. Food, clothing, and shelter are important, but there are more important things like feeding and clothing the soul. There are more important things like our eternal salvation. And so Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek first your eternal salvation, and all the things you need to achieve that will be given you besides. And then he gets to his most important point. He says, look at the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. He says the birds of the air, they don't plant in the spring, they don't harvest in the fall, they don't store food in barns, but God takes care of them. And aren't you more important than the birds of the air? And he says, what about the lilies of the field? In Latin, lily, lilia agri, the lilies of the field. They don't work or spin, but God clothes them in splendor, more beautiful than he clothed King Solomon. Are you not more important than the lilies of the field? Will not God clothe you in more glory and splendor? And so why do you worry? Jesus says, I love you, and I'm taking care of you. I've got this covered, Jesus says. I haven't forgotten you, and I haven't forsaken you, because you're more important than the birds and than the lilies of the field. I read a beautiful meditation on today's gospel that summarized it by saying, we forget that we shall never be forgotten. We forget that we shall never be forgotten by God. He is always taking care of us. Why don't we believe it? St. Catherine of Siena, in one of her mystical dialogues with the Lord Jesus, had this beautiful conversation. And our Lord told St. Catherine of Siena, he said, why do you not put your trust in me, your creator? Because you trust in yourselves. God says to St. Catherine, am I not faithful and loyal to you? Of course I am. But it seems that they do not believe that I am powerful enough to help them, or strong enough to aid and defend them against their enemies, or wise enough to enlighten their understanding, or merciful enough to want to give them what is necessary for their salvation, or rich enough to enrich them, or beautiful enough to give them beauty, or that I have food to feed them or garments to clothe them. Their actions show me they do not believe it. Why don't we trust in God who loves us and cares for us so much? The virtue that we want to ask God for today is the virtue of trust. The opposite to worry is confidence. Absolute confidence in God. St. Therese of Lisieux would say it this way, confidence and nothing but confidence. Blessed Brother Charles de Foucault would say it this way, I abandon myself into your hands with boundless confidence. St. Faustina would say it this way, Jesus, I trust in you. King David, who wrote Psalm 62 that we sang as a responsorial psalm this morning, would say it this way, in God alone is my soul at rest. My help comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed at all. Trust in him at all times, O my people. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our refuge.